A reading from Romans, the 10th chapter. Brothers, my heart's desire and prayer to God for them is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. For being ignorant of the righteousness of God and seeking to establish their own, they did not submit to God's righteousness. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. For Moses writes about the righteousness that is based on the law, that the person who does the command shall live by them. But the righteousness based on faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend to heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the Scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed God. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ. But I ask, have they not heard? Indeed they have, for their voice has gone out to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I ask, did Israel not understand? For Moses says, I will make you jealous of those who are not a nation. With a foolish nation I will make you angry. Then Isaiah is so bold to say, I have been found by those who did not seek me. I have shown myself to those who did not ask for me. But of Israel he says, all day long I have held out my own hands to a disobedient and contrary people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor Paul Frank, Hosanna Lutheran Church, Mesa, Arizona.
Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. This is Pastor Paul Frank from Hosanna Lutheran Church in Mesa, Arizona. In Romans chapter 10, the Apostle Paul says this. He says, there's no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. You know, once in a while you come across a verse in the Bible that you just kind of want to change up a little bit. You know, it's not that the Bible is wrong. It just kind of offers the occasional verse that just feels awkward. It's a little weird or confusing. Romans 10 offers one of those verses right there in that quote. It's actually a quote from Isaiah 52. It's that verse where Paul says, how beautiful are the feet that bring good news. Beautiful feet. That's weird. I've known feet to be graceful on the dance floor, speedy on the racetrack, calloused in the work boot, aching for the waitress, maybe a little stinky for the athlete, but beautiful feet. You know, I think I'd like that verse to say something maybe a little bit different. Maybe that verse could say, how beautiful is the voice of the one who sings for Jesus? Or how beautiful is the face of the one who loves for Jesus? Or how faithful is the heart of the one who follows Jesus? How dedicated is the life of the one who gives for Jesus? And you know, those things are all true, of course. But quoting Isaiah, the Apostle Paul said, How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. So, all right, well, what does that mean? Well, let's go back to the very beginning of the chapter. Romans chapter 10, verse 1, Paul says, "My heart's desire and prayer to God for the Israelites is that they may be saved." You see, the very people of Israel, at least a great many of them, the people to whom God had given the promise of the Messiah, the people he had chosen as a holy nation and a royal family, the people to whom the promise and the fulfillment of the promise of the Messiah had been given, many of them missed just who this Jesus really is. They were still trying to create their own way of salvation or to prove their own worthiness to God, and it just wasn't really going to be. That's not how it works. No, God alone brings about the gifts of forgiveness and redemption and renewal and new life here in time and the promise of life in his heavenly home for all of eternity to come. God alone brings that gift of grace, and he does so through Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world to seek and save the lost. He came to forgive and restore. He came to reshape us, reform us, recreate us in his own image. He came to take the ugliness of the world upon himself, the ugliness of our own sins upon himself. He came to take the stain of our sins away from us. In exchange, he would give to us his own righteousness, his own beauty, his own image. He came to make beauty even of our feet. And how so? Well, think about this. What's the most beautiful thing you can ever do for another person around you? You know, you could give them flowers. That's a sweet gesture, to be sure. But the flowers fade and fall. You could write a great poem of love, but poems eventually get filed away. You could do something nice for another. Mow the yard, shovel the driveway, clean the house, wash the dishes. But the snow will fall again and the dust will return. What then is the most beautiful thing that you could really do for another? You can bring the good news of Christ our Savior. You can share the good news of the depth of God's love. God has loved us so deeply that he gave us his Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but shall have eternal life. You can shine the light of Christ into someone's moment of darkness or into their whole life of darkness. You can speak the words of eternal life, the good news that Christ has lived and died and risen up again to win forgiveness for all of our sins and new life that we now live. And when yours are the feet that carry this good news into that next person's life, well, how beautiful those feet have become. They have been transformed. They have become the feet of Jesus. So folks, let's share this good news with one another. Let's take this good news into our homes and our families, our circles of influence, into our neighborhoods and schools. Let's carry this good news of Jesus to the very ends of the earth. Let's do so in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
We thank Pastor Paul Frank for today's meditation on God's Word.